Greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我在主里面向大家问安。
Armor is always designed according to the weapons of the times.
啊，这个军装呢是按照当时的这个战士呢而这个精节而预备的。
Many weapons of the past are useless today because the weapons of war have changed.
过去的这些这些军节呢，这些军装呢，都已经过时了。
Armors are designed to protect the soldier.
那个军装呢，那个全副的军装呢，是要来保护那个兵士的。
Every army will have their own armor for their soldiers.
每一个这个军队呢，都有他们特别的这个军装呢，来保护他们的这个军队。
Every part of the body of the soldier that is the weakest will be the strongestly will be protected the best.
啊，每一个这个军士的这个身体的部位呢，都必须要保护，特别是那个弱的，就必须要更加加强的保护。
So the key parts of our body.Would be our head, our heart, and our vital organs.
那我们身体上最重要的就是我们的头、我们的心，还有我们重要的器官。
The conclusion of the epistle to the Ephesians.
在这个以弗所书的这个结尾的时候呢
，is to remind the Christians of who their enemies are.
那在这里呢，这个作者呢特别提醒他们的这个。仇敌是谁?
In chapter 6, verse 10, we have the word finally.
在这个六章第十节讲到说，我还有末了的话。
It means, after all that has been written, I have this last and final thing that remains for me to tell you.
那这就是说，我已经讲了之前的东西，这边呢还有最后的部分要跟大家讲。
In the earlier chapters of Ephesians, God had confirmed the salvation.
在这个以弗所书之前的这个章副里面呢，已经跟他们肯定他们的这个信仰。
God said that I have given to the church many gifts that they may grow and become more like Christ.
在那边呢，神说神已经赐给圣徒许多的这个恩典，那么让他们能够成长。
God talked about the importance of the unity within the church.
在那边呢，也讲到在教会里面的合一。
He talks about the importance of holiness within the church.
那边也讲到这个在教会里面圣洁的这个重要性。
Then he said that we need the filling of the Holy Spirit to help us.
那边也说到我们有需要被圣灵充满来帮助我们。
That means every area of our lives must be led by the Spirit of God.
这样表示说我们的整个生命呢都必须要让圣灵来引领着我们。
And so he talks about the husband-wife relationship in chapter 5.
那在第五章就讲到夫妻的这个关系。
He talks about the parent-child relationship in the early verses of chapter 6.
那在这个第六章那边又讲到这个父母跟孩子的关系。
And then he talks about the servant-master relationship in these verses before verse 10 of chapter 6.
那么在第六章十节之前呢，也讲到这个仆人跟主人的关系。
So every area of the believer's life is covered by the Apostle Paul in this prison epistle.
所以在这个监狱书信里面呢，保罗都盖过了所有信徒的各方面的生活领域。
And so he says, finally, that is what remains is very important too.
那所以在最后的时候，保罗要讲有最后的话，这也是很重要的话。
Because if we are not careful, what has been mentioned earlier can be jeopardized.
如果我们不注意前面所讲的东西呢，它将会威胁到我们的这个生命。
And his main theme and thrust is the Christian's armor.
那在这里，这个最它的这个主题呢的重点呢，就是基督的这个军装。
So the question we need to ask ourselves is whether your armor is on.
那我们就要问的问题说，到底你有没有装上这个军装呢
？There is no verse in the Bible that says you take it off.
在圣经里面，你从来没有说了看到有经文说到要把这个军装拿下的。
The reason is the battle is everywhere.
问题就是说，这个战争呢是常常有存在的。
Some time back in Calvary Pandan, we had a terrible disruption.
在这个过去的年子里面，在班达呢有一些骚扰。
Dr. To was speaking, and it was nearly at the end of the morning message.
杜牧师在这个早晨的这个讲道之后呢,
one of the members' wives was not very happy with what Dr. Toh was saying.
其中一个信徒的这个太太呢, 对这个, 杜牧师的讲道不满,
she walked up to the front of the sanctuary, and when Dr. Toh was using the OHP, she slammed down the OHP in front of the whole congregation.
当这个杜牧师在用那个投射机的时候，那个姐妹呢上来把那个投射机把它盖住。
And then she started screaming and yelling because she had no microphone.
她就因为没有麦克风的时候，她就开始大喊大叫。
And she wanted to be heard, and so her voice got louder and louder.
因为她要会众听到的声音，因此她声音越来越大声。
After a brief moment of time, some of the older ladies went up to escort her down from the pulpit.
过了一阵子，那些比较年长的这个姐妹呢，就把她带下这个台。
It was not nearly at the pulpit, it was on the podium.
那她是在这个讲台那边。
After everything was all over, the church went outside. Then I received an email.
当一切已经结束了，他这个过目式出去的时候，他就得了一个这个电邮。
We had a member in the church who remained seated and did not walk out of the sanctuary after the service.
就是在整个聚会之中呢，有一个聚会之后呢，有其中一位会友呢没有散会，坐在那边。
She was gripping very tightly to the pew and she could not stand up and go out.
她呢，整个手握住这个椅子，不能够站起来。
She was not feeling very well emotionally.
她在这个情绪方面呢不是很稳定。
And so she wrote me this very simple email.
所以她写了这个简单的这个电邮。
Reverend Quek, can you please promise me this one thing?
她就说，光牧师，你可以答应我吗？
Can you promise me that what happened this morning will never happen again?
就是说今天早上所发生的事情将永远不会再发生。
My doctor encouraged me to go to church.
我的医生鼓励我到这个教堂去。
Because the church was supposed to be a place of peace, comfort, and tranquility.
因为教堂教会是一个有宁静的这个地方。
And because of my emotional condition, I trust the church to be a place that will give me the peace and tranquility that I need.
我是希望说教会能够，既然是一个宁静的地方，一个和平的地方，就让我能够在这里得到这里平安。
The church was my only place of solace and tranquility.
那教堂是我唯一能够得到平安的地方。
What happened this morning took that last place of refuge away from me.
在今天所发生的事情呢，把这个唯一的存在的这个避难所呢给取去了。
Is there a place that is so safe that Satan will not intrude and attack?
到底世界上有没有任何一个地方是十分安全的，以致这个撒旦不能够攻击的呢？
That's why the Bible never says put off your armor. There is only to put on.
所以圣经没有说把你的这个金装拆下，乃是要常常的穿上。
Anywhere you go, you and I are under the attack of the evil one at any time.
无论我们到哪里，我们都会受到那个恶者的攻击。
That is why the question is your armor put on properly?
现在我们的问题说，到底你有没有把金装穿好呢？
You cannot afford to take it off.
你不能够把它脱下。
Do you know whether your armor is on?
你怎么知道你的金装已经放好了呢？
Because the enemy will continue to attack whether you are in the church, at the home, or in school, or in your workplace.
无论你在教会、学校、你的工作的地方，这个恶者呢都会继续的攻击你。
Let us ask ourselves this question this afternoon.
那我们在这个下午的时候问这个问题。
Is my armor on?
我自己的金装有没有穿好呢？
Because it is your armor.
那是你自己的金装。
I have to put on my own armor.
我自己必须把我自己的金装穿好。
The parents cannot put on for the children.
这父母不能为他的孩子穿上。
The children must put it on themselves.
那你孩子要自己穿上。
Every believer must have his own personal armor on.
每一个信徒都必须要他有各自的这个金装。
And the Bible gives us three evidence to help us examine whether we have our armor on.
圣经给我们三个提示，让我们知道到底我们有没有穿好这个金装。
The first we need to ask ourselves is,
第一点我们所要问的是，
Who do I lean upon when I fight my battle?
当我们在这个战争里面，我们是依靠谁呢？
Where is it do I draw my strength from?
到底我从哪里得起的我的这个能力呢？
For many of us, our confidence might be in our bank account.
很多时候我们是依靠我们的银行里面的存款。
We think that with a lot of money, I will have stability, my future is taken care of.
我们常常知道，如果我们有钱的话，我们这个前途呢，这样很稳定，我将能够有好的这个前途。
Some of us might surround ourselves with friends.
我们也有周围有很多的朋友就很稳定了。
Some of us think that if I surround myself with a lot of higher education, I will be safe and secure.
如果我有很高的这个教育的话，我将是很平稳的。
Do you know what is at stake in the battle?
你知道在这个战场里面什么是最脆弱的吗?
What is at stake in the battle is not made of stones and bricks and money and bank accounts.
在战场里面最重要的东西不在于这个金钱，不在于这个石头这些东西能够看见的东西。
What is at stake is your soul.
社会你会失去的最重要会失去的这个东西呢是你的生命。
If you are truly born again, you will not lose your salvation.
如果你是成圣的人，你将不会失去你的救恩。
Then what is at stake for you would be your time on this earth.
你会失去的就是你在这个世上的这个时间。
And your time on this earth will be your testimony.
你在这个世上的这时间就是你的见证。
Satan wants you to ruin your testimony.
撒旦就是要毁坏你的见证。
He wants you to bear a bad testimony for the Christ that you call yourself. I am a Christian.
那撒旦就是要让你不能够为那个爱你的那个主来做美好的见证。
And so who do you lean upon when you fight this battle?
所以当你征战的时候，你是靠谁来征战呢？
Verse 10 tells us that we have to lean upon the Lord.
第十节讲到说，我们必须要靠着我们的主。
So out of all that Paul has mentioned, his conclusion was, be strong in the Lord.
在讲的这一切，保罗说，你必须要依靠他的大能大力做刚强的人。
It has and cannot be even the church.
不能够依靠教会。
It has to be the Lord.
必须要依靠主。
Because the church will fall.
因为教会会倾倒。
Any group can fall because the church is made up of people. The strength of the church is based upon the leadership in the church. When the leadership is united, spiritual, strong, and Bible-based, and Christ-centered, the church will be healthy and strong.
按照圣经的教导而做的话，这个教会将会强壮起来。
But there could easily rise a new generation that did not know the Lord.
可能有一些新的一代，他们不认识神。That's
why the Apostle Paul on many occasions reminded us, where he said, "Be ye followers of me as I follow Christ."
所以保罗常常的提醒圣徒说，你们要跟随我，像我跟随主那样。Don't
follow any man blindly.
不要盲目的随从任何的一个人。
No matter how good and how nice he may look and appear.
不要以他的外表来跟随他。
The one that you must follow is the Lord.
我们要跟随的就是我们的主。
The one that you lean on has to be the Lord.
你所依靠的就是我们的主。
But where to find the Lord, you may ask.
我们从哪里能够找到我们的主呢？
How to be strong in the Lord? He is in heaven, is he not?
怎么能够靠主刚强？ 因为他是在天上。
Where is the Lord?
主在哪里呢?
It is found in God's word.
就他能够在圣经里面看找到他。
To be strong in the Lord means the word of God will be the basis for my life and my decision making.
那就是神的话语就是我生活的这个最高的准则。
You take a person's teaching, you take a person's doctrine, you evaluate his life against the word of God. If this person is not for the Lord, he could even be my father, he could even be my son, and I cannot follow him.
我们必须要按照神的话语来衡量一个人的这个教导，他的这个生活。如果他是错的话，就是他是我的父亲呢，我也不能够听从。
The reason that we have to be strong in the Lord is because the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins.
我必须要靠主坚强，因为主为我而死。
I belong to him.
我是属于他的。
Everything that I have, everything that I am comes from him. Jesus Christ must be my everything. That's why I have to be strong only in the Lord. Cannot be in anyone else or in anything else. They can take away my bank account, they can take away my property, they can take away my freedom, they can even take away my life, but I must not let them take away my Lord.
他们可以把我的这个钱，把我的这个自由，把我的一切的东西拿掉，但是他却不能够把主从我身上拿掉。
Be strong in the Lord means the word of God must be my guide in what I say and what I do.
我们在主里面刚强的就是要让神的话语成为我们生活的最高的准则。And
then the Apostle Paul adds in the last part of verse 10, be strong in the power of his might.
在这里最第十节最后的一部分说到，就必须依靠他的大能大力。
The might there describes the strength that Jesus Christ has, which is all powerful. This word, the power of his might, is a very special word. This is the power of God that is manifested in the blows and the severe punishment that the Christian will have to endure.
这个大能大力呢，是在当信徒经过艰难的时刻的时候呢，能够彰显出来的。
It's just like when you ask a person, how strong are you?
然后呢，我问你一个人，你到底有多强壮？
Say, well, I'm strong.
我想，可能我很壮。
How strong are you?
到底你有多壮？
Or let's go to the gym.
然后我们去呢健身室那边。
And then we ask him to carry the weights.
那我们就叫他举重。
He will try to carry, let's say, 40 kilograms. You can still carry 40 kilograms. But when it comes to 45 kilograms, he could not. And so the maximum was 40 kilograms. So when we ask him, how strong are you? Now you cannot say, well, I'm quite strong. Now you can say, I am as strong as the ability to carry 40 kilograms.
我的这个力量呢，只能够举起40公斤罢了。
So the word power of his might is something like that.
就是这边所讲的大能大力就是这样的意思。
What are the blows? What are the punishment that Satan throw at you, whereby you still stand firm and true to the Lord Jesus Christ and not give up your faith?
当撒旦来攻击你的时候，你不放弃你的这个信仰的时候，那就表显示出神的大能大力了。
You ask a young man,
你问一个年轻人,
he had just endured the threat of his parents.
那他可能受到他这个父母的这个威胁。
You hold on to your Jesus Christ, you get out of the house.
他的父母亲跟他说, 如果你要相信主耶稣了, 那你就离开这家,
He held on to Christ and he got out of the house.
他继续要跟随主耶稣,
How strong is the power of God in his life? Strong enough for him to hold on to Christ to leave his house. As he grows up,
当他长大之后,
he goes to work.
他去工作的时候,
and then the boss now tells him,
那他的老板告诉他,
if you use Christian principles in the office, you will lose your job.
如果你按着基督, 的这个原则来做事的话,
he now has a family. He now compromises faith. So the power of Christ in his life is not as strong because when the seduction came and the threat came to lose his job, he failed.
所以呢，在这个情形呢，当他在工作上受到威胁的时候呢，他就妥协了。所以神的力量在这里呢，就不那么当前的那么大。
He was strong enough to leave home to look after himself and God can take care of him only.
他在之前他能够因着信仰的缘故，他可以离开家。
But now that when he has his own family with young children, he is frightened and scared.
但是现在他有自己的家庭，他要照顾，所以他怕了。
And so he compromised.
所以他就妥协了。
For men like William Tyndale,
好像威廉·汀德尔的,
the power of Christ in his life was strong enough whereby we could see how he was led to the stake where they strangled him and then they burned him to death.
基督的能力在这个William Tyndale身上是大到一个地步呢, 他, 因着真理的缘故，他被这个人用来勒死，而且被烧在这个火柱上。
This power of God's might does not mean that we become Superman.
啊，当我们讲到神的这个能力的时候，不表示说我们成了超人。
It means that we will be persecuted.
这告诉我们将会被这个遭受这个艰难。
It means the kind of trials the Apostle Paul had to endure when he was in prison because of Christ when he wrote these words.
就好像保罗当他在监牢的时候，他必须要受人这样子受过的艰苦的这身体。
And all this while he continued to obey the word of God. He continued to obey Christ.
在这个期间呢，他还是跟随神，还是遵守神的话语。
He did not give up his faith. He did not bring shame to the name of Christ.
他没有放弃这信仰，他没有使主的名受到侮辱。
He held on to his faith and trust in Christ.
他还是继续持守自己的信仰，他还是相信神的话语。
No matter what they did to him,
无论人对他怎么对待他，
he was strong in the Lord.
他还是靠主坚强。
Do you have this strength?
到底你有这样的力量吗？
It will reveal what or who you lean upon.
那这能够显示出你到底是依靠谁的。
The second evidence
第二点
is found in verse 11.
是在第十一节。
Who is your enemy?
谁是你的这个敌人呢？
Don't forget who your enemies are.
不要忘记你的敌人。
Put on the whole armor of God.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
你就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
The enemy is the wiles of the devil.
那我们的敌人就是魔鬼的诡计。
The cunning devices of the evil one.
就是那恶者的一切的阴谋。
He will try to snare us and trap us to cause us to stumble and fall into sin.
他会尽量的引诱我们，让我们犯罪。
That's why Paul's injunction and command is put on the whole armor of God and don't ever, ever take it off.
所以在这里保罗特别祝福他们要穿上神所赐的全副军装。
You have to put it on yourself.
你必须要自己穿上。
The moment you become a Christian, you have to put the armor on.
当你成为基督徒了，你就必须要穿上这个军装。
You have to keep on leaning upon Christ.
你必须要继续的靠着主。
Because everything else other than the armor of God is useless.
那除了这个军装之外，其他的都没有用。
And it has to be the whole armor, not just part by part.
必须要全副的军装，不是一部分罢了。
You cannot pick and choose which part you want. The whole armor is designed for your entire safety.
你不能够随便的选其中一些部分，你必须要穿上整个军装。
The purpose is that you may be able, you have the power to stand against the evil one.
这里呢，是你穿上整个全副军装，你能够抵挡那个魔鬼的诡计。
The wiles of the devil means the trickiness of the evil one.
这个魔鬼的诡计呢，就表示他那种很狡猾的作为。
He will make you think that what you do is so right and so good, but in fact, it is going to kill you and destroy your life and your testimony.
他会让你觉得你所做的是很公义的，其实所做的却恰恰的反过来能够害你的。
What you study in university is useless against his wiles.
你在大学所学的，在对付这个恶者的这诡计是没用的。
He was there in the time of first Adam before the fall.
他是在这个亚当之前呢，已经出现了。
He has thousands of years to master all the different sins that you could ever imagine.
他已经知道一切的这个罪恶。
Your mind, your IQ is useless against him.
你的这个智商呢，是不能够跟他对抗的。
Because there's no one on earth who can use his mind and can outwit him.
智商没有一个人能够胜过他的。
But there is one way where we can be better than him.
我们只有一个方法能够胜过他的。
And that is God.
那就是依靠我们的神。
Have the mind of God.
要有神的这个智慧。
Because when we have the mind of God, we have the wisdom of God.
如果我们有神的这个心思的这意念的话，我们就神的这个智慧。
God is Satan's creator.
这个神呢是这个撒旦的这个创造者。
Once you have the word of God in you, you will be able to be as wise as God is.
如果我们有神的话，我们将像神那样有智慧。
You will make decisions based upon God's wisdom.
我们能够按照神的智慧来做决定。
And there is no way the wiles of the devil can ever be better than the wisdom of God. That's why you have to know God's word. That's how you stand strong in God's word. Don't try to use your own wisdom. Don't use the opinions of man. Once you know the word of God, the problems you face will be very clear. It's either black or white. There are very few gray areas in the believer's life. The battle comes from all directions. You need to know what to do from God's word. Just a few days ago, I received a letter.
不久前我收了一封信。
I do not know who the sender was. So I opened it.
我打开,
it was one page.
是一页,
I look at the bottom.
我看在底下,
to see who signed the letter. It was anonymous.
是无名氏,
the person just put down there a Bible Presbyterian. That's all.
是要讲的是杜新圣经长老会的,
he knows who I am. He says, Dear Reverend Quack.
他知道, 郭牧师是谁,
do you know what was the content of the letter?
里面的内容是什么呢?
He told me not to support Calvary Tengah.
他叫我不要支持这个登嘉堂。
He tells me, in the letter, the person, I don't know whether it's he or she, the person says, Tengah, they have a lot of sinful people, a lot of problems.
他这个不懂是男的还是女的, 他讲在登嘉里面有很多罪人啊。
And they all need to check their hearts.
他必须要解,
and I must also check my heart whether I should support Calvary Tengah or not. This is not the first time I receive anonymous letter. You and I know that God always asks us to take sides. Our decision is always who is the Lord's side. And we must make sure we take a side of the Lord.
我们必须要在主的那一边, 站在主的那一边,
to sit on the fence is to be against the Lord.
在中立者呢,
you cannot go through life without taking sides.
你不能够不站,
every Christian must take sides. You evaluate which side is the Lord's side.
你必须要自我的这个, 审查到底哪一个是神的这个对的对的?
And then you take the side of the Lord. When they made the golden calf, Moses challenged the people, who is on the Lord's side?
他就特别的向这个百姓挑战说到底谁要站在主的这一边?
Not a single tribe moved except for one,
只有一个支派,
the tribe of Levi.
那就是利未支派。
They said, we want to be on the Lord's side. Do you know what God demanded of them?
神对他们的要求是什么呢?
They were told by Moses, you take out your swords.
神对他们要求说,
now you walk in the midst of all Israel.
然后你要拿这个刀, 然后你要在这个, 众人的当中呢,
and then you take the life of all those who continue to worship idols.
你要把那一些, 敬拜偶像的人呢,
you begin with your brother,
你必须要从你的这个弟兄们开始,
your neighbor, your friend.
从你的邻居,
now these are not Gentiles, these are Israelites.
这些不是外邦人,
these are people who they came out of the land of Egypt with.
这些是他们一起从这个埃及,
these are people that they fought God's battle together with. And now that they have turned against the Lord, you want to be on the Lord's side?
这一届人呢,他们已经违背了神,到底你要跟他们在一起吗?
Make sure that you choose the side of the Lord.
你必须要站在神的那一边。
You think it was easy for them to take the knife, the swords, and kill 3,000 of their own brothers? Because that was exactly what happened. That's why you have to be strong in the Lord. Or else you're going to allow personal feelings and emotions to jeopardize your decision making.
Uh, 不然的话,
What those people did was sinful and wrong. They said that these golden calves brought us out of Egypt. They said that this was Jehovah. They were trying to lure the whole nation away from God to idols. You follow the wrong person, you go in the direction against God. After reading that anonymous letter, the person say, asked me to listen to both sides. I do not have all the material. I do not know all the arguments. I have been given some material. But there was one email that turned everything around. No pastor would ever threaten their own member with lawsuit.
没有一个牧者呢会以这个起诉的事情来对待他的这个教会。
No matter what happened,
无论在怎么样的情况之下,
no pastor would write that kind of email to destroy a person's life.
没有一个牧者呢是会写这样子的一个信来毁坏这个教会。
I have had enough of lawsuit.
我已经有常常有这个 这些起诉的事情呢,
to be sued by your own member,
被自己的这个会友来起诉,
to be sued by a church,
被教会来起诉,
the Bible made it very clear when it comes to lawsuit, isn't it? The Bible made it very clear when it comes to lawsuit.
来到这些诉讼的这个事件的时候呢,
and for the pastor to use this as an instrument to threaten God's people, you are the sheep, I'm supposed to die for you, I'm supposed to help you grow in grace in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, not to do those things to you.
Now, 作为一个牧者，他应该是要爱自己的这个群羊，但是他如果这样子的来起诉这个教会呢，是不对的。
The common sense is that you follow this kind of pastor. It's only a matter of time when he will write that letter to you.
Now, 如果你跟这样子的牧者呢，不久呢，他将会写这封信给你。
He dares to do that to one of his fellow elders. You think he will not do that to you? It's only a matter of time. It describes the spirit of the person. You put on the whole armor of God. When God warns us and told the disciples, I send you forth as sheep among wolves.
然后这个主呢，差派你们好像这个披着羊皮的这个。
You be wise as serpent and harmless as dove.
你必须要这个像这个鸽子那么的单纯，那狡猾的像蛇。
That means know the evil that people would do, but you don't do those evil. You be as harmless as dove.
你要知道他们的这个狡猾，但是你不跟从他们，你必须要像这个鸽子那么单纯。
Don't stoop down to their level.
不要按着他们所做的,
because the moment you do, you have lost the battle. You have sinned.
如果你按着他们所做的, 你就在这个战争上失败了。
That is what putting the whole armor of God will do. The wiles of the devil is very sly and very cunning.
所以这个就撒旦所要做的, 这是他们的诡计呢, 是特别阴险的。
The moment you respond and react in sin, you have lost the battle.
当你以罪来反应的话, 那你就在这个战争上失败了。
We cannot control how other people write.
我们不能够控制人怎么写。
We cannot control what comes out of the mouth of another.
我们不能控制人家嘴里面所讲的话。
I need to put my whole armor on.
我必须要穿戴我自己的军装。
I can control by the grace of God what comes out of my mouth.
我能靠主的恩典能控制我的嘴巴。
What I do with my hands and what I write on paper.
我也能控制我手所写的一些东西。
And everything has to be according to Holy Scriptures.
每一样东西都必须按照神的话语而做。
And whenever I did something wrong, I have to repent and stop sinning.
如果我做错了，我必须要悔改。
And make right my walk with the Lord.
我必须要跟神和好。
That's how I put the armor on and keep the armor on by God's grace.
这个就是我怎么样常常的穿戴神的这个全副军装。
Don't let the wiles of the devil deceive you and ruin your life and your testimony.
不要让魔鬼的诡计来毁坏你的生命。
Because it is a life that is precious to the Lord.
因为你的生命呢是很宝贵的。
The Lord redeemed it with His precious blood, has He not?
主耶稣已经用了他宝贵的宝血来 救赎你,
live for Him according to Holy Scriptures.
按着他的话语来过活,
evaluate using the Word of God. You only have one life to live. And in that life, the days that you have to live on this earth are all numbered.
你在这个世上过的日子呢是有限的。
And every day you live wasted, it's going to be a day that is gone forever, it will not come back.
当你在这世上浪费一天的时候，那叫永远的失去这一天了。
Choose wisely.
你必须要很智慧的。
Beware of the wiles of the devil.
要知道这个魔鬼的诡计。
There are so many of them outside.
在外面有很多这样的。
You have the charismatics.
你有那些灵恩派。
Have you ever heard of this young man or this pastor called Joel Osteen?
有没有听过这个这样的牧师叫 Joel Osteen呢?
It said that his congregation numbered more than 43,000.
他的这个会众呢有超过43,000.
And through his radio and his television, he reached millions every week.
他的这个在电视上，他的观众呢有整几百万。
His basically philosophy, I can't even call it theology, call it philosophy, is that God's mercy is very great. There are many ways to go to heaven.
他所讲的不是这个神学，乃是一种哲学。他说有许许多的道路能够引到主耶稣那里。
Oh, he's a very smooth talker.
他有很好的口才。He's
very, very soft-spoken, and his command of English is excellent.
他在这个英文的掌握十分好的。
That's why he can get such a large following.
因此有很多人都跟随着他。
Millions will tune into his TV or his radio to listen to him.
有好几百万人都观赏了电视或者他这个电视。
The wiles of the devil are upon us.
所以这个我们常常会受这个魔鬼的诡计。
If your whole armor is not on, you're going to be lured astray and you're going to be deceived.
如果你的军装没有穿好的话，你将会受骗。
So who do you lean upon?
你靠谁呢?
It has to be the Lord Jesus Christ and not your money, not your education, and not the man, and not the church.
不是依靠人，不是依靠这些钱，不是依靠其他的方法, 乃是依靠主耶稣基督。
Know who your enemy is. He is the devil. He is the cunning devil.
你要知道你的敌人是谁，他是一个诡诈的这个魔鬼。
You use any other weapons, you're going to lose.
如果你用其他的兵器，你将会失败。
And the third evidence is, do you know who you are fighting against?
第三点呢，你到底你是跟谁征战？
It is not flesh and blood.
不是跟血与肉。
But sometimes it looks like, feels like flesh and blood, isn't it?
有时候我们感觉到好像是跟血肉征战。
Because Satan used people.
因为撒旦会使用人。
He doesn't use dogs or cats or mosquitoes or snakes. He used real people.
他没有用狗，又没有用猫，没有用动物，他用人。
And sometimes these people could also be believers.
这些人呢，也有时候是信徒。
Do you realize that?
你到底明白这一点吗?
Even Satan can use believers to tempt us.
你有没有想到说，撒旦能够用人来引诱我们？
Of course.
答案是的。
Do you remember a disciple of Christ by the name of Peter?
你还记得主耶稣的这个门徒彼得吗？
Remember what Jesus said to them?
你记得主耶稣怎么跟他说?
Jesus told them that I'm going to leave all of you to go to the cross to do my Father's will.
主耶稣这样说，我将会把你们舍下，然后要上十字架。
Peter said, Lord, don't leave us.
然后彼得说，你不要离开我们，不要离开我们。
Peter knew Jesus loved the disciples very much.
彼得知道主耶稣爱他的门徒。
And now Peter was used by Satan to cause Jesus to make a choice.
然后这时候呢？ 彼得呢被这个撒旦利用来叫主耶稣做一个决定。
Choose the Father's will in heaven or choose the disciples' will on earth to stay.
到底要选这个天父这个旨意呢，还是选这些门徒的这个意思？
Immediately, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
然后耶稣立刻的跟他说，撒旦退下去吧。
Satan used Peter, whom Jesus loved, to become his pawn.
然后撒旦呢，利用主耶稣所爱的这个门徒呢，来成为他的这个工具。
It had been just a total stranger who told Jesus, "Don't go to the cross." Jesus doesn't have that kind of love for the stranger the way that he has for Peter.
如果这个撒旦用一个陌生的人来跟主耶稣讲的话，主耶稣对这个陌生人可能没有这样子的爱。
For example, God willing, in November I'll be going to Nairobi.
如果神的旨意的话, 我将会在深夜到这个奈罗比去。
And you all know what happened in the Nairobi shopping center. 67 people were massacred.
在这个奈罗比那边有60个人被屠杀。
Now let's say if my son tells me, Dad, please don't go.
如果我的儿子跟我说, 父亲,你不要去吧。
Now I love my son.
那我爱我的儿子。
So now God has laid upon my heart to go there.
但是神呢,在心,让我知道我必须要去那边。
So now my heart will be troubled. You and I know the feeling, isn't it? If I have no feeling, no love for my son, it's a very easy decision to make. That's why the wrestling that we have is never against flesh and blood. Why did the Apostle Paul use the word wrestle, not the word battle?
在这里为什么他用摔跤而不是用征战呢?
You and I know what wrestling is, isn't it?
你知道什么叫摔跤吗?
You have two persons trying to hold the other person down, pin the other person down to have the advantage over the other person. They are wrestling.
那摔跤呢是在两者之间呢必须要其中一方呢把对方制胜。
And it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
他们一来一往的。
When you think that you can pin the other person down, the person will use another move to throw you back up so that he can pin you down.
有时候其中一方得胜,另一方呢就把他压下去。
And it is a description of a heart, isn't it? It's a very good description.
这就是形容描述我们心中的这种感受。
So do I follow the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ or do I follow the voice of my son?
到底我要按照主耶稣的这个吩咐呢,还是按照我孩子的这个说法呢?
This is from within the home.
这个是在家里,
it's inside my house.
是在我的自己的家里,
so I have to keep my armor on even at home.
就即使在家中,
there is no place on earth that is so sacred that Satan dare not intrude and invade.
世界上没有任何一个地方呢,是撒旦不能够,侵袭的。
So my battle is not against my son.
所以我的这个征战呢,不是针对我的孩子。
My battle in my own heart is, do I obey the voice of God or not?
这个征战呢,
so I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers.
我的征战呢,不是跟属血气的征战呢,是跟着那些执政的掌权的。
Principalities here refer to rulers.
这执政呢,是讲到那些统管的。
People.
那些人,
powers refers to authority like government bodies.
掌权呢,是讲到那些政府。
And the rulers of the darkness here describe the world rulers that is all around us.
这些管辖这幽暗世界的是讲到这个管理这个国家的这些人。
And spiritual wickedness describe the depraved spirits that is the demons.
这边这个恶魔呢是讲到那些败坏的那些。
And they are all in positions of high power in this world.
他们拥有这个很高的权力。
They are billionaires.
他们是这些亿万富翁,
they control the internet, the radio waves, they control the mass media.
他们控制了这个大众的传媒, 控制了这个网站。
They control the heartbeat of this world.
他们控制了整个世界的一切的活动。
This is what we are fighting against.
我们就是跟这些来征战。
Our enemies are not flesh and blood.
我们的这个敌人不是血和肉。
So when you see people who are against the Lord, don't react in sin.
当我们发现了人,他们抵挡神的时候,我们不要以罪恶的方式来跟他们对敌。
React in a manner that is God-honoring according to the scriptures.
我们必须要按照神所喜悦的这个方式来反应。
Always do what is right.
应该做正确的东西。
You and I live in this mortal body.
你跟我在这个有血有肉的身体。
Then when we see flesh and blood against us, we get affected.
那当我们看到另外一个有血有肉的人，他做出的一些东西，我们受影响。
Our feelings and emotions all come to the surface.
我们的这一切的感情的感受将会浮现出来。
In my own mind, I try to tell myself, okay, how should I conduct myself if some of the people who left Pandan, if I see them on the streets of Singapore, how should I react and respond?
有时候我会告诉我自己，如果我在街上看到一些那些离开班旦教会的这会友，在街上看到他们，我怎么做，有什么反应呢？
Some of them took me to court.
有些人
There are those who attack God's word, say the Bible has mistakes. So if I see them, how do I react and respond? I ask myself, what is the right biblical way to do it? Because I realize that I cannot decide the moment I see them, it's too late. I must know in advance. So I think of scenarios. If it's in a shopping center, I see them, I just walk by, I don't see. But what if 10 p.m. at night, I drive by at the PIE, they got flat tire?
如果在这个快速公路的时候，十点晚上的时候，他的车呢抛锚了。
Do I stop or do I not stop?
到底我需要不需要停下来？
Or do I? 啵啵啵啵啵。
到底我还是我按那个喇叭？
This is the naughty part.
这个是一个很调皮的。I
remember all in the mind only. It never actually happened.
我是在脑子里面思想罢了，没有真正做出来。
In anticipation.
是为了做准备的工作。
What would the Lord do?
主会怎么做呢?
And I remember how the Lord showed to Judas all the love for all the disciples equally.
那你知道主耶稣爱这个犹大呢？ 跟其他的门徒一样的。
So I would told myself I would stop and help them if there is trouble in the car.
如果他们真的是有意外的话，我会停下来帮助他们。
Let the word of God be your guide.
让神的话语成为你的引导。
This is not personal.
这不是个人性的。
If it's personal, we turn the other cheek.
如果你是个人性的话，你把你的转过来。
If it's personal, you want my inner tunic, I give you my outer cloak as well.
如果是个人的事情，如果你要我内里面的衣服，我也把外面的给了你。
But when it comes to the word of God that you attack, when it comes to the name of Christ that you attack, it is something different.
但是当来到这个神的话语或者神的名字被侮辱的话，那这个事情就不同了。
God asked us to love our enemies.
神吩咐我们要爱我们的敌人。
God did not ask us to love God's enemies.
神没有叫我们爱神的敌人。
There is a big difference.
这其中呢有很大的不同。Because
when they deceive people, when they preach another gospel, they will lead many, if not thousands, to hell by their deception.
他们呢，因着他们所传的这个假的福音呢，他们会带许许多多的人呢进入这个地狱里面。
We need to expose them. We cannot extend to them the right hand of fellowship.
我们必须要揭露他们的这个错误，我们不能够跟他们有这个交往。
Because personal, people don't need to believe in my name to go to heaven. My name is not important. Personal, forgive.
如果是个人的话。 你可以，你不需要靠你来得救，所以你可以原谅他。
But when it comes to the name of Christ, when it comes to the word of God that comes under attack, hold on to dear life.
但是如果神的名、神的话语受到攻击的话，你必须要紧紧的握住。
Make sure that the person who preaches the word of God also obeys the word of God.
那个在台上传扬神的话语，他也必须要遵守神的话语。
Remember how a church can be destroyed.
你要记得教会怎么会被毁坏的呢？
Wrong doctrines.
错误的教导,
wrong living.
错误的这个生活,
the wrong living would include immorality.
这个包括了不道德的事情,
lack of discipline.
没有这个纪律,
just cover up sin.
就把这个罪恶给盖住了,
God can destroy.
神会毁坏这样的教会,
follow the Lord.
你要跟随主,
follow the scriptures.
按着神的话语,
and you can never go wrong.
那你将会不会走错路?
Is your armor on?
到底你的这个军装穿好了没有?
Ask yourself, who do you lean on to fight God's battle?
你问你自己到底你依靠谁来打这场战争?
If it is the Lord, that is God's word, you pass the first test.
如果你是靠着神靠着他话语，那你已经战胜了一半。
Who do you recognize and see as your enemy?
到底你的敌人是谁呢?
If it is the wiles of the devil, you have passed the second test.
如果你知道是魔鬼的这轨迹，那你第二个试验就过了。
Who do you fight against?
到底你跟谁征战?
If it is against principalities in high places and not flesh and blood, don't let flesh and blood to affect you. You have passed the third test.
第三个考验呢，就是如果你不是跟血肉征战，你是跟那执政那些管辖这个幽暗世界的征战，那你就 即可了。
You have to pass all three.
你必须要过胜过这三个。
Not two out of three.
不是三分之二。
It has to be all three.
必须要三个都必须要。
That's how you ensure that your armor is always on. Don't take it off.
那这样你就能够确保你的这个军装能够穿上。
Because Satan comes from all directions.
因为撒旦会从各个方面来攻击你。
Remember how he used Peter against Christ.
你记得他怎么用彼得来对付这个主耶稣基督。
And Peter was a believer.
对吧？彼得是一个信徒。
So beware and be careful. Do not become a pawn of Satan.
你必须要很小心，很要注意，不要成为这个撒旦的工具。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们慈悲天上的父。
We thank thee for salvation that we have in our Savior. We thank thee, O Lord, that in Christ Jesus our salvation is safe and secure. We thank thee, Father, for saving us and for allowing us to remain on this earth to be your witnesses. But as we fight God's battle on this earth as your witnesses, help us. Help us to put the armor on and never take it off.
求你帮助我们穿戴这个军装，不要脱下来。
Help us therefore to be strong in the Lord.
让我们能够在主里面刚强。
Help us to know God's word that we will not succumb to the wiles of the devil.
我们必须要认识到神的话语，我们会中了魔鬼的诡计。
Help us, O Lord, to know that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. May thou strengthen us and help us all to be strong in the Lord in these last days. Help us not to turn to the left or to the right, but to continue to walk the straight and narrow path in Calvary Tengah. We pray, O Lord, for Calvary Tengah BBC. That you will keep this church faithful and true to the Lord Jesus Christ. Continue, O Lord, to defend her against the wiles of the devil. That all your children in this church may remain faithful and true to the Savior even unto the day when he returns. Be merciful to us, O Lord, for Jesus' sake. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray. Amen.